This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Oh, man. Today we're joined by a very cool guest. We're fucking excited to have you here, Sydney.
I'm so excited to be here. This is crazy. I will say I thought you guys were going to go longer with the like intro because that's just like, I mean, on my podcast, honey, we're doing a half hour up top.
No, we like to get you in here like right away. We just do our
quick
script and then we're like
dirty.
Hop in. But we should very quickly tell our listeners who you are if they don't know already. Sydney Washington is a comedian and host of her new podcast, Hobby Hunter, co-host of the Unofficial Expert podcast, and a really fun Instagram live show called Sid Can Cook.
Welcome. Look at me. I'm just one of the kids. I'm hosting podcasts. I'm on Insta Live.
Tell us about Hobby Hunter.
So, you know, we were all in the house. We've been in the house or house adjacent.
Mm-hmm.
And
bored
I'm
in the
just,
house.
Yeah, bored in the house. And I'm just trying to figure out what have people picked up as new activities and hobbies while, you know, we're just waiting around.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it's interesting because people are really putting themselves out there. And I'm just like, so you don't just sleep and watch Netflix? That's crazy.
Has anybody said that porn is their new hobby? Because
not yet. I'm waiting. Oh. Y'all want to come on?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Although it's been a hobby, I hope that's okay. But we are seasoned in the hobby. I don't know if that disqualifies us.
I would say it's intensified in the pandemic. You know?
Yeah.
Or we could start brainstorming a hobby that's like adjacent to porn.
Masturbating, I would say. That has intensified. Mm-hmm.
We could talk about all the new sex toys we've like incorporated into our routine that might not have been staples before. That's for sure.
Oh my God. Absolutely.
I think this is so doable.
All of this is
like
I'm into it.
Nobody has given me any reason to like ask them to do this. So you ladies are it. I love it.
Sydney, tell me what your journey has been like as a horny person.
I'm going to be honest. I got sober and I was not horny. I thought I was asexual. I was in a whole relationship for 5 years. And the sex was bleak, like on my end. My ex definitely was that person and like very attractive and just loving, warm person. But I had shut down completely.
Yeah.
And so I thought that I was asexual. I was not getting wet. There was no WAP in sight. My wetness was on a milk carton missing, like just
dries the Sahara Desert.
Uh-huh. Exactly. But I will say in the last, like, I don't know, year, it works.
Oh,
the faucet works.
Yeah.
It runs. It's running great.
Chance of precipitation, 100%.
Mm-hmm. So you got sober great. And then your like drive kicked back again. Is that what I'm gathering?
No. I'm still sober. I was, I started my sobriety maybe like a little over 5 years. And then I had a relapse like 2 years in. And then I'm back 3 years and some change. So,
congratulations.
She's looking at labia with both my eyes open, very sober.
Yes. She's present. She's in the moment. That's absolutely what we love to see. Do you remember the first time you ever watched porn? Or I guess what I should say, do you watch porn?
Do you watch porn? Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm like very like limited with watching porn. It's I rather do the porn.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I don't want to get all worked up watching it. I want to do it. So,
sure.
And I also know that porn is also like acting, like a movie or whatever.
Yeah.
And I could be watching everything that they're doing, but I'm like, that is not going to be my life when I get in the bedroom.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not doing that. So, you know, sometimes I look at it for inspiration, but for the most part, I'm like, I could do better.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I'm not getting gangbanged on a picnic table, but, you know, I got some moves.
Yeah. Okay. I believe it. What do you, I guess, are you masturbating more to like fantasies or memories or like what?
Yeah. Or any particular kind of thing that gets you going or that you even look for in the porn space when you do drop in?
You know?
Well, I'm in a long distance relationship. So I'm doing a lot of FaceTime phone sex. And,
Familiar.
You know, very. I'm very dedicated. You know, I get dressed up. I have makeup on.
You literally are making the porn. You're making the porn.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm doing. You know, I try to just go off of memory.
Yes.
Because, you know, I've had some good ass sex in the last year. So I'm just replaying my own stuff. But there's a few things on Pornhub that I'm like, okay, we could go to that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm a memory girl and also an audio. Like if somebody's talking to me, I could get hot off of that.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
Do you feel like the porn that you like to watch is like similar to what you like to do in real life? Because that's like a big thing we notice. Like sometimes the porn that I watch is never really necessarily like the sex that I'm having.
I like on the record, I like trans porn. So I like trans porn and it's usually with, you know, a woman and a man. And that's not my life right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But it definitely turns me on.
Sure.
And I'm into it.
Yeah. I mean, I watch two men majority of the time.
They go off.
Oh my God. It is unabashed. It is fucking, it is just passion. It's fucking intense.
They're sweat.
They're stallions, you know? Yeah. They're just
there's real sweat. You know they're not pretending. Like they're
fighting. Yeah.
They're method actors.
But absolutely.
Method acting, that's perfect. Yeah, gay porn is method acting, whereas like other porn is just like a bad on-camera film class.
Absolutely.
Which I would say, I mean, like, I don't actually really watch lesbian porn because I feel like it's a little too, I mean, most mainstream lesbian porn is very soft and, like, sensual. And that's not necessarily what I'm looking for, you know?
Absolutely not. Yeah. And I said, y'all need to cut down on the talking because that is triggering to me. It's too triggering. It's just like, it's too much of my life.
Yeah.
And I don't need that. Yeah. I want a fantasy. I want us to come in, not say shit, and do what we need to do, you know?
Right. I will say, though, in lesbian porn, I do like that there's a lot of compliments because that's what I'm looking for in real life, you know?
Yeah.
Lots of compliments.
Unfortunately, you know, I be getting compliments, so like that's nothing new.
You don't need that in your fantasy life.
Yeah. I'm actually like coming and be like, you fucking stupid bitch, you know?
Yeah.
Because nobody would ever say that to me. So.
Never. No. Words of affirmation are your love language, and so are mine. I get it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's always like, your skin is so soft. You have the softest lips. Like, you look so good. You taste so good. And I'm like, okay, I love that. You know, like, I'll take that. I want that in my, I'm not saying that I don't have that in my real life, but I could always have more. Love a compliment. Mm-hmm.
It's a buffet, you know?
Yes.
Take as much as you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like I was guilty of watching lesbian porn early on when I was more like dabbling in porn and getting to know the space because it was like safe and free of like rapey men. But now I can't go back to it because it's just so tame. And I always was like looking for more intense lesbian porn and the mainstream stuff doesn't have it. And like full disclosure, we had a fuck of a time finding a video for this episode without just relying on the like mainstays. Like we talk about Crash Pad basically every episode, or talk about Pink Label and Shine Louise Houston, who directs and produces Crash Pad. And we even try to be like, let's try this. And they're like, no, fuck this. Like it's there is a dearth of good lesbian porn in tons of platforms. Like so much of it is just like pretty women just like tickling their tits together and then saying goodnight,
and
you know?
Giggling. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're gonna love what I have to say about that.
I want to hear it.
But I also felt like we couldn't do a lesbian episode and not talk about Crash Pad, you know? Because that is kind of like the
canon.
And was like the, you know, kind of like the first
groundbreaking.
Yeah, the main platform
paving the way
for real lesbian porn, like it's shot by lesbians.
It's the prototype of lesbian porn. Yeah.
Shot, directed, produced by queer women. So
love to see it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I have some history. Do you guys want to learn some things?
Oh, yes.
Let's do it.
Bring the Snapple facts on. Come on.
Okay, here we go. The word lesbian is derived from the name of the Greek island of Lesbos, home to the 6th century BCE poet Sappho. Apparently, Sappho was this woman who had a group of young women. There's
a community, if you will.
Yeah, a community on the Isle of Lesbos. Not much of her poetry is around today, but her remaining poetry reflects the topics she wrote about, which was like women's daily lives, their relationships and rituals, focused on the beauty of women and proclaimed her love for girls. So that's where we get the term lesbian from.
Yeah.
And the Isle of Lesbos is still around today, in case you want to go on a vacation. Everybody
Yeah,
out
why
there?
Haven't we been? I know. Like, what's there now, you know? Like.
Oh, you know, it's just a global pandemic going on. That's the only reason why we're not there.
That's why we're not there.
Right. I forgot about that.
Also, I was curious because, you know, when we think about like human sexuality, we always go back to like the ancient Greeks or the Romans or whatever. And we know a lot about like men and homosexuality back in ancient Greece. But there's not a lot about women. There's really nothing to be said about like women's sexuality back in the day, which really just hammers home the idea that we don't give a fuck about what women do. Like
we weren't supposed to have a sexuality. It wasn't sexuality wasn't for us. It was for them or procreating. So I mean, I could see how it was never really represented properly.
Or even
talked about.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. I actually found adjacent research. This is from Vice, who we quote all the time because they always have just like juicy fucking tidbits. This article's called The Itch and Other Ways History Explained Lesbianism. And a second century Greek physician, so we're going back to this time that Rachel is talking about, blamed like the way, basically the quote is, an ongoing and persistent itch in some women's labia was like responsible for lesbianism. Like an itch? Like, it's one way of putting it.
There's not a cream for that?
Yeah.
Wait. So
and then the relief could be had by rubbing your affected labia against that of another woman. So rather than being like, it's corny, it's sexual pleasure, they were like, it's a disease. It's an itch. It's like, you contract an STI and then suddenly you're a lesbian and have to rub your labia in someone else's labia.
And that's the only cure.
Oh, you have herpes and now you're gay. Okay.
Yeah. Got it. And the only way that you can cure it is if you rub your pussy on another pussy. Sounds like a great.
Which we all know is also honestly, just like a slower path to scratching that itch, but we'll get into that later.
Right. Yeah. Right. So some stats for the search term lesbian. In 2019, lesbian fell from the top search term to number 3 behind Japanese and hentai. And before that, lesbian has been the most viewed category in the United States for several years. But in 2019, it also shot up 15 positions to become the number 1 search term. When divided by gender, lesbian is the top viewed category for women overall, which is unsurprising.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've talked before about how women in general like to watch lesbian porn. And there's, oh my God, you search lesbian porn, there's so many articles about like, am I gay if I watch lesbian porn? Or like, is it weird that I watch lesbian porn? And first of all, it's absolutely not weird. There's nothing wrong with you. You're perfect.
It's 2021. Also, we are the most fluid sexually.
Right.
And yeah, I think also like lesbian porn is where a lot of young women like go first, like for the same reasons I said, that it feels a little bit safer and a little less aggressive potentially.
Right. You don't have to worry about
it. And also is some of the only places in porn, even a mainstream porn, where you see anyone like touching a clit, even if they're doing it badly, you know?
Exactly. We're looking for our own pleasure, you know?
Yeah.
So of course we're going to watch people who have like the same parts as us, you know, and it's not just going to be, and also like it's removing the idea of penetrative sex, right? Because penetrative sex is not how majority of people with vulvas orgasm. So in lesbian porn, we're not getting that. So of course people are going to want to watch that. Like I don't come from penetrative sex, so I don't want to watch it. Well, that's not true, because that's majority of the time I am watching penetrative sex because I'm watching two men.
Yeah, I was like,
each
don't
other,
lie.
But, I mean, yeah. I was like, I see what you're trying to do, but that's a no.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that also like women are into lesbian porn because it also feels like a little naughty. It's like, ooh, I'm not supposed to be watching this, or ooh, straight girls love this. They love like the idea of like being with a woman and interacting physically with a woman, but it's like that doesn't just make you a lesbian, babe.
Right.
So I think that's another reason why they watch it, because it's you're on the porch of the house, but you're not inside of the house.
Exactly. That's also the plot of many lesbian porn. It's like,
is the straight bait, which we will talk about later in this episode.
It's like, I'm not gay. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah. We talk about this fairly often on the show, and basically like refer to a lot of hetero sex acts as like poor queer sex, like poor man's queer sex. Like 69 is just like straight man's fucking queer sex.
Right. Like,
and
stole it.
I came with stats that a 2014 study by the Journal of Sexual Medicine found that lesbians had orgasms 75% of the time during sex, compared to 61% for heterosexual women. And that 61% even seems high.
I know.
In 2017, similar research from the Kinsey Institute found that lesbians reported coming 86% of the time during sex, as opposed to 65% for straight women.
Right. So queer people are just having better sex.
Yeah.
I will say.
Yeah.
It's true. I mean, you can change my mind. Change my mind. You can't.
Yeah. The article I pulled up from is from Dame, who makes sex toys, and they have this blog called Swell. And there's a great quote from one of the folks they interviewed. Two of them, actually, that it takes a level of owning one's identity to come out as gay. And that could translate into owning and communicating what you want in the bedroom.
Right.
And also that there's no privilege to maintain, like no privilege to strive for. So in this environment, we strive for interpersonal freedom. We have to fight for our voices. In return, we're granted more freedom sexually.
Right. That makes
sense. Goddamn. It's elevated language, but I love it. I think it nailed something, you know, about...
Right.
Just like writing your own script is sort of how I think about it.
Yeah, but unfortunately, when we write our own scripts, I will say that we are sometimes limited, especially in age, because when you're a younger lady, I feel like you have not peaked sexually.
Yeah. Mm,
especially if you're a straight woman, because you are basing your sexuality off of a man. And I think being a lesbian or being queer, it's more of it comes together. It's a collaborative thing.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Would you say that that's similar to like your experience?
Yes. Yeah. Because I was definitely having sex with men because they wanted to have sex. I had that feeling of being horny, but I also thought like, but this is what I'm supposed to do.
This is
what they want.
Right.
Yeah. So they're telling me what they want in bed, and then I'm taking that to the next person. I'm like, well, this is what I did there, so they must want this as well.
Absolutely.
But then you get to the next guy and he's like, no, I like this. And then it's like, okay, so now I'm picking up all these different moves and stuff, but it's all from other people that's not me. I want to find what I like.
Yes.
Right. And then go into the bedroom and do that. Not what I've been, what I've experienced, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If it's all coming out of like obligation, and particularly like partnered with men, I can absolutely relate to that. Like I didn't come from sex for years and was so focused on performing well and being good in bed as opposed to having fun in bed, which is such a wild shift, you know.
You're not, like, still you're not alone working on that.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm aware. Yeah. I think we've all gone through. That's why we have this podcast, quite frankly, is to be like, hey, have you thought about what you want while you're fucking, you know? Maybe it's this. So
should we go into the showdown?
Let's do it.
Okay, cool. All right. First one for you guys. When she's this hot, you have to come more than once. Same scene, same guy. I don't know.
Wait,
what.
Wait, same scene, same guy
is part of the title. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but it's the same scene and the same guy. I don't know why a guy is included.
It's a sloppy tag.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Homework. How about I eat your pussy and we scissor until we come instead?
Okay, yeah, that's on brand for this episode.
That could actually, like, literally be the title of one of the videos that we're going to review after the break.
Right.
Yeah.
I've never, like, gotten horny in the midst of homework, but I also never had, like, a study buddy. So missed opportunity there, I guess, for me.
Yeah.
I never studied, so I didn't, I didn't get that opportunity either.
All right, next one. Eating my best friend while her boyfriend make a store run.
Oh my God, I pulled that too. I literally pulled the same title. Yes. There were actually a couple. There were like multiple like store run like lesbian videos or like somebody's out making, like, there was one that was best friend and one was like, I forget who else, but it was like lots of people were making store runs and there was lesbian activity happening while they were gone.
Yeah. Secret time crunch gay experience, you know.
Yes.
It comes up a lot in porn.
Yeah.
You only have a small amount of time. You better get it out now.
Okay. I got scissoring, and more scissoring.
That's the title?
Yes, that's the whole title. Just scissoring, and more scissoring. Yeah. Yeah. Know how I know this isn't real lesbian sex? Yeah. If that's all you got, then
that ain't it.
you're using 1/10 of the vocabulary and often not at all
there
used.
There are so many other things on the menu.
How do we cancel this term scissoring? I'm done with
it.
I want it to be finito.
I know.
It's so archaic and
it's so male gazy porn space.
It is like it's male gaze.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm tired.
I know. Cancel scissoring 2021.
It just makes me so dry. When I hear scissoring, it shamwows everything.
Soaks right up. Soaks right up. I think it's just, and like, where did that start? That was what we were told was like the way that lesbians have sex.
The male imagination being like, well, if I fuck like this, then you must fuck like this.
you must just jam your privates together.
You simply must.
Right.
Yeah. You smush them together like a peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah. And that's just how it happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've dedicated entire episodes to talking about like tribbing and the do or do not and the unicorn that is like, what is that experience? But scissoring is just this whole other specific male gazy bullshit that
we don't
need to fuck with.
Okay, next one. She said, I'll come over to watch a movie, but the movie watched us.
Netflix and chill. That's Netflix and chill.
That's Netflix and chill.
But I just like the notion that the movie's sentient. The movie's watching.
The movie watched us.
I guess it is if you're watching Netflix on your laptop, like the NSA guy or whatever is in there getting off.
Yeah, my little camera is just watching me. Yeah, I get that.
Okay. Lesbians masturbate pussy with milk in the bathroom.
It's gonna be a no for me. That sounds like a strong case of BV. That's what that sounds like.
Yeah. I just don't want involved in any sexual act. And then we're also in the bathroom, which makes it feel like
even worse.
It just makes it feel like something went wrong. You know, like my dog like rolled in something and the milk is the only thing that'll cancel the smell. Like it just feels like a weird science project.
I don't want milk anywhere near me. Anytime. It doesn't matter. I don't want to drink it. I don't want it near me in any way, shape or form, let alone near. I know what it does to my digestive system. So I can't imagine what it's going to do to my vagina, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But didn't people used to have milk baths? Wouldn't they do that?
Oh, yeah.
I get. Oh, okay.
But I still, I'm like, but that could also be one of those like interesting, weird, like we also used to like bleed people to get rid of disease. I don't know when right, baths right. were like big.
But yeah, we put leeches on right. them.
Yeah.
We also used to put leeches like, on them when they were hair. Depressed. Yeah. So I'm like, I don't trust it. Okay. Bang HQ, you fucked my sister and I asked you not to.
I really asked you not to.
I asked you not to. Come on.
Yeah.
I'd like to think that this is actually just the intervention after the sex. You know, this isn't even a porn. It's just like, hey, I know that you did this and I'm trying to be respectful, but you didn't respect me. You didn't respect me when I asked you not to have sex with my sister. So
and you need to say sorry.
Yes.
It's a violation. Absolutely. Yeah. We need to have a talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay, last one.
Okay.
Lesbian cartoon sex act exposed Harley Quinn. Poison Uh-oh. Ivy have lesbian sex DC Batman.
Y'all, I clicked on this.
This is like, I was like, what? How? Who made this? Like, I thought it was just going to be like bullshit cut together, putting heads on bodies. Like, it's sort of Harley Quinn. This is like a fully animated and voiced cartoon. Like this is high wow. production value uh-huh. with like stories. Like there is a whole storyline of them being right. like best friends and can we keep fucking? Like it was maybe kind of good. Like I didn't really watch it.
I need the person who made it to go on Hobby Hunter, actually.
Like, yes, please.
I'm going to need that person to go on your show, Sid.
And that'll be great for me.
Break that open.
You nailed it.
Should we take a quick break before we get into the yeah. bits?
Yeah, let's do it.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
And we're back to talk about porn, in case you didn't know that that was the whole premise of the show. First video we're going to talk about is from Crash Pad, episode 152, featuring Nikki Darling and Chocolate Chip. We talk about Crash Pad all the time because Shine Louise Houston's work is very important and incredible. And it felt like it would be a slap in the face to everything she's ever done if we did an episode on lesbian porn and we didn't talk about
her for the lesbian episode.
Yeah, right, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, full disclosure, we did have another video picked, and then I watched it in full, and I was like, I cannot, in good conscience, promote this video.
Yeah.
So here we are.
Learning a little bit of a process. We like click right. through very lazily and are like, this could be it. And then we're like, oh, no, no. Oh, right. no. But we do also have permission to like not like some of the quote unquote ethical stuff we talk about. But with this episode,
sometimes we like the bad stuff. You
the
know?
Only thing we definitely didn't want to do was very like mainstream lesbian porn. So
we wanted to find something authentic, you know?
Went home to our good friend, Shine Louise. Right. So,
yeah.
Basic plot, we're coming home from a party, I gather. We've been on a date to a party, I think.
Oh, I thought it was a movie. Anyways.
Oh, did they say movie and I missed it?
Oh, it was a date. It was a date.
Yeah.
It was a date. I thought she was like, I wasn't paying much attention to the movie.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
See?
Yep.
Yeah. I wasn't listening close enough. I was just like,
I'm all about plot. I love a plot. I need to know. I gotta know like what the inciting action is. I need to know. So they were like, haven't been paying much attention to the movie, and then they just get right to kissing, and then it's a sex act, as you can imagine. Not really other much more plot than that, you know.
Yeah, which is how I like my porn.
Oh, somebody was watching them. Somebody was watching them.
Somebody was watching them. Which is a thing that happens in like earlier stuff of Crash Pad, and then they kind of got rid of that device later on. Which
we
like,
did in this particular video have the like the Keymaster like pop in the middle, which didn't always happen either. I was like, it's sort of jarring to be like, wait, who's? Oh, right. Okay,
someone's watching. Yes. Things that I really loved about this video, I loved how much communication there was. Lots of consent, lots of like, can I do this? What would you like? Can I do this? Yes, you can. Like, please
like,
do it.
Quick, you know, not like, hi, let's sit down and have a really elaborate consent conversation. It's just a great demonstration
Were, like,
of
signing
like,
forms.
You can do this quick and like be hot at the same time. Yeah.
Right. It was just like, can I take a shirt off? Yeah. You know, can I eat your ass? Absolutely. You know, like it was, we're getting to it and it's just a quick yes or no, you know? Yeah. And then, so Chocolate Chip picks her up. We got, she's kind of like, Chocolate Chip's kind of the performer who's moving the action along, I would say. Cuffs
Nikki takes
Darling
the lead.
To the bed. And they cuff, and she gets cuffed to the bed in doggy style, which I thought was interesting. Not really a way that I would ever think, oh, does Sid have notes?
You know, I just could not. I thought it was hot, but then I just was like, I didn't like the headboard.
Oh,
I just, I didn't like the cuff restraints.
Yeah.
I didn't. I mean, she kept her sequins top on for half of. I was like, this itchy and scratchy moment, I'm not really feeling. Maybe I was just, I'm just too critical.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I get that.
No, welcome. You're in good company here. We spend way too much time talking about like production design and like what was with the bedspread in in
this
porn,
was shot in 2013. So
I mean, I thought it was like the early 2000s.
Yeah, it could have been 2013.
When they pulled out the gloves, I was like, are they washing dishes? What's going on? But I realized that they were being like, you know, safe sex, the dental dam. All of that was cool. It threw me off.
It threw me off. It's not something that you see a lot in porn.
No.
But it is something that you will see in real sex. You know, depending on everyone's status or comfortability.
No, Sid, let's be honest. When's the last time somebody's used a dental dam? I don't believe that's happening.
It's true. I mean, it's hard. It's hard to incorporate those in a sexy way. I will say that I have seen people put them on with like a leather harness, and I thought that was hot, you know?
Yeah, like I'm down with the gloves when it's like part of a whole ass getup, you know, and you're like, this is elaborate BDSM. We are splooging lube on by the gallon, you know, and
there's a latex aesthetic outfit.
Of the whole video is like, this is a little surgical or this is a little like ritualistic even. And yeah, I think Crash Pad, we see a lot of like gloves and dental dams as like, demonstration of like the utmost safety, and I guess because the scenario is like they're on a date, we're meant to believe that they're practicing super safety because they're new partners to each other. Although the porn I prefer to watch is like theoretically between people who are already partnered, you know.
In my life,
I don't like condoms or dental dams or gloves necessarily, unless so I get it.
I want fluids.
Yeah.
Give me them fluids. But then the feather duster gets pulled out, which I have to say, never in my life have I seen a feather duster and my crotch got wet. Never in my life. It's not a thing.
They were tickling each other, and I said, I gotta go. But no, I'm not shaming, because that's somebody's kink.
Oh,
but
totally.
For me, same. it would get me to the point where I was like, well, we're done, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely not. I mean, I've had a situation where a partner pulled out a feather duster because he got like a sex kit from like the pleasure chest or something. And it was like a grab bag.
From a bachelorette? He got it from a bachelorette party?
Probably. Yeah. It was like, but it's like, you ever get one of those like mystery boxes from like a sex store that it's like, I don't know, like just surprise me. And you pay like $50 and it's got like a bunch of things in it that you're like, I never thought that I needed this, you know, huge butt plug, but then all of a sudden it's your favorite thing. Anyways, I love a mystery box. I do. You know, you can get introduced to new things. However, I did get introduced to a feather duster and I was pissed. I, in fact, broke it in half and threw it away. I was like, get that thing. Because he kept trying to like tickle my clit and like, no. I just was like, no.
Dusty.
I was like,
yeah. A dustiness around the clit is not the vibe you want. And I can't, even if it's brand new, I can't see a feather duster and be like, that's clean.
This is clean.
Like, I just automatically think it has dust mites in it and 100%. Like shit's coming for my vulva.
It doesn't matter,
and that's the opposite of what you want down there. Yeah.
It doesn't matter what neon color it is, okay? I'm not going to believe that it's sexy. It's not. That is a cleaning utensil.
Yeah.
So anyways, the feather duster did bump me, I will say. Mm-hmm. But then we get a strap on and I was like, okay, I'm into this.
When she took the top off, then I was like, oh, okay, I like the body. Yes. I was like, I was into that. I was surprised when I saw what was underneath, and I said, oh, this is good. And the technique was beautiful.
We had some dexterity, which is very important.
I also, important detail, I really appreciated the chocolate chip wasn't doing a ton of forced moaning as the person with the strap on. Like one of my pet peeves is when you're like, you're wearing a strap on and I know that that is designed as a generous gift to your partner.
Yeah.
And so if you're like, oh, like, cause you have a strap on, I'm like, it's a lie. We all know you're lying. So like, why do that? Why lie? Yeah, like you can be breathy and you can enjoy the other person's pleasure, but
the
just
image,
being like, moaning when you penetrate someone with a strap on is a lie. So I appreciate that that didn't happen here.
Right.
Same. Yeah, me too.
And also Nikki sucks on the strap on for a good long time.
Mm-hmm. With the condom on it. I said, that also threw me off. I don't know. I don't see that in reality. But this is also a setup. So I have to realize that, you know, it's porn. It's not in my bedroom.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, or Chocolate Chip was like, oh, you're really good at that. And Nikki was like, oh, I have a lot of practice. Love a joke every once in a while. Love a joke sprinkled in.
A little sense of humor.
Yeah. I always say that like sex should be serious. Like, because to be clear, I hate like forced giggling, like performative giggling in porn. That's what I'm not here for. I hate when they're like, like that, then I'm like, sex, fuck you, sex should be serious. Like
it's
when
like,
a man when someone is sucking on your clit, like don't you dare giggle, okay? It's serious. I want your face scrunched up, I want sweat dripping down your temples, I want you hunched over fighting for an orgasm. I don't want you giggling.
That's funny because I laugh sometimes during sex because I'm like, I'm a silly person.
Well, yes, that's fair. Yeah.
There's awkward moments that happen and I'm like, yo, I can't believe this just happened. But, you know, we just go with the flow. But I am a laugher. I will bust out.
But you're not like giggling for like, you know.
Yeah. So I'm with you and I've chastised Rachel for like going too far in the anti-giggle direction. So I'll speak for her when I say that I think she just hates the like ingenuine, like girly performative, like giggling that we see from like mainstream porn stuff. But like, yeah, if like my tits make a farting sound or like something weird or like something falls out or we drop the vibrator on the floor,
the
like,
butt plug shoots out.
We have to acknowledge
mean?
That like, we're
absolutely.
Humans. Yeah.
But I hate when it's like, oh, someone like takes off your panties and they're like,
you're like, my vulva is so adorable.
Yeah, that's what I hate. I'm like, shut up.
You're like, okay, come on, Sailor Moon. This is fun.
Yeah, totally. Also, something that I loved, chocolate chip had heart-shaped nipples.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was...
And was complimented, you know, on them. I was like...
Loved it.
Yeah, way into that.
Right. Again,
adore surprise. That. Yeah.
Compliments. Love the compliment. Yeah. Compliments.
Another major highlight for me, yes, and just going back to the sort of various acts,
yeah,
you do a lot of strap-on stuff, and then we switch, and Chocolate Chip gets to be the recipient of pleasure. We finally get a vibrator out. I was like, where has it been?
Thank God.
Been waiting for my old friend. And I really loved... Chocolate Chip getting her ass eaten and Nikki Darling working the wand on her clit at the same time.
Yes.
Like, I was like, this is something I haven't endeavored. And what a stupid thing to miss out. It's such an obvious thing that I would like. So,
right. That's a combo. That's a happy
new bucket
meal.
List item.
I want more of it. 100%. Yeah.
I love the one and twos.
Uh-huh.
The one and two.
The one and two.
The one and two turns into a three. So that's
right.
We like that.
100%. I was impressed that she, because like the way that Chocolate Chip came was in doggy. And I was like, that's a hard position, I feel like, for me personally to come in. So I'm always impressed when
I see
people coming in. Because I'm like, when I have an orgasm, I have to be like on my back in like happy baby, like scrunched up. You know what I mean? Like
I'm curled up in a ball on the floor.
Curled up in a ball.
Exactly. Don't look at me.
Yeah. 100%. I'm like, don't look at me in the face. Turn the lights off. No. But I do have to be on my back. And either my legs are scrunched up or they're stick straight like a board. So whenever I see anyone doing something other than those two positions, I'm always like, wow, I'm impressed.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I'm impressed. You know, the human body is impressive.
Sometimes I deliberately masturbate in weird positions just to get better at coming
<you're> competitive.
Uncomfortably. Yeah, because I'm a fucking winner, Rach. Yeah, I'm here to take what I want.
You're training.
Ain't
you're
no like, doggy style gonna get in the way.
It's yeah. just
cut
I'm
to me like trying
hours.
To do the splits and just like yeah miserable. Anyway,
right. This is important. You're also someone who's always like, Rachel, stop using a vibrator. You need to also train your hand.
No, ma'am.
I haven't told you to stop, but I have congratulated you on being able to come without it. And also told you that you can get better at that. I have said to myself, stop using a vibrator for a while just to make sure you can still do it with your hand. But I don't shame anybody who just uses a vibrator.
No, you don't
like,
shame.
I take Uber by all means. Yeah. Like, use technology.
I've done so much in my life and I'm tired and I want
exactly.
to just get there. I don't want to have to be manual.
Mm-mm.
Not in 2021.
Right.
So sorry.
Hey, I haven't drank enough water to like prevent the cramp that's going to happen
mm-hmm.
in order. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like I'm not doing mm-hmm. it. And then we get some nice kisses.
Totally absolutely.
And caresses at the end. And, mm-hmm. You know. Nice soft little ending.
A little affection at the end. Love to see it.
Right.
Yeah.
It was sweet.
Yeah, it was sweet. It was sweet.
Yeah. Some of our reservations notwithstanding, I did really like this video and was ultimately turned on by it. Like, it was a little clinical at times where I was like trying to get into it, but they got me by the end for sure.
Right. Anytime a wand gets pulled out, it's like Pavlovian response. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, of course I'm going to get turned on. I
start drooling, literally.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm into the little, like, you know, the small ones. The
bullets.
The little travel size.
Bullets. Uh-huh.
The like bullets.
Lipsticks in your purse that you can whip out.
Yeah. It's just small. It's not in the way. I don't have to move my arm a certain kind of way.
Yes. Mm.
It's just there. You leave it. It's strong. But like, you don't, not the whole neighborhood could hear it.
Right.
It's just...
It's not buffing a car somewhere. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, whenever I hear that loud song, like I'm like, is the radiator on? Like, I don't know. I'm not really into the wand.
Fair.
That's fair.
You know.
Should we talk about all girl massage studying session for final exams turns into intense scissoring adventure?
Adventure's
featuring Chloe Capri
word,
and Lainey Gray. Yeah, adventure's a strong fucking word.
I wouldn't say that they adventured, but...
Yeah. So we open on Chloe Capri and Lainey Gray.
Yes.
Thanks for studying me. I need to pass this class to graduate. And then immediately the tone like shift. They're like having a nice time studying.
Right.
And then Chloe Capri
starts whining.
Dies a tiny death and starts whining. Like, she, like, shifts personalities. Like, she was just, like a sweet friend to begin with. And then it's, I'm tired.
My neck
I've been doing this for hours. Like, literally the same inflection whining over and over again.
Right. I was like, this is what men think that women sound like. Cool. Great.
Yes. And I really, I was like, Lainey Gray has a lot of patience. The setup is that she's a lesbian and Chloe Capri is her friend. And I was like, this is the worst of straight bait. Like, this is absolutely...
When she said,
every lesbian's will you actual
give me
nightmare.
A massage? Yeah. And she goes, are you sure you want a massage from a lesbian? I was like, I'm offended.
It's offensive.
That's offensive.
It's offensive. That's some self-shame from the fictional lesbian.
Yes,
that is some...
Exactly. Like, I was like, how dare you knock yourself down like that? Like, don't you dare do that to yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so then she, like, gets a massage anyways, and Chloe's, like, essentially having an orgasm from this massage. Also, she was holding her hair up with her hand while she was getting a massage, which I was like, how are you going to get a massage like that? Like, that's a terrible way.
Neck tension.
Right. Exactly.
Also, the massage was bad. I was on Team Lainey for a while, because she seemed sort of down to earth, and she was, like, gonna maybe go along with it. And then the massage was this pokey... And then, like, 15 minutes of just poking a clavicle. Like, just so much, like, do you get that we're maybe working towards down to the breasts? Do you get that? Like, very spoon-fed. Bad massage.
I also, like, it also led me to think that Chloe was going to be the one, because she was, like, moaning and really enjoying this massage. Like, I was like, oh, maybe Chloe's going to be, like, touch my tits or something. Or, like, you know, she was going to be the one to, like, move the action. Because, you know, she
started touching herself.
Yeah.
They alluded to that.
It was just such a bad massage, because I was like, this wouldn't make me gay. Like, if I was a straight girl and I was getting this massage, I would be like, girl, give me my money back. Like, I would act like I paid for it. And I was like, what kind of service is this?
It did not. It's not going to make you gay. 100%. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I was like, this person does not know what to do with their hands. And what else am I coming for? You know?
But they make Lainey the person who, like, touches her boobs. Like, I was like, why does the gay person have to be predatory? You know? Mm-hmm. That pissed me off. Mm-hmm. And she's like, aren't you curious? Like, I thought you were coming on to me. And so then I was annoyed.
Yeah. Chloe Capri was absolutely the villain to me in this. Like, she's moaning. She's asking for the massage. And then she's like,
how dare you, evil
gay woman? How dare you touch me? Like, I everything was wrong about that. And then...
Right. She was, maybe we should go for it.
Yeah. Messy conversation, like, where both of them are trying to be like, maybe what I say is, are you sure this isn't the right thing to do? Or I can't focus on my homework anymore. And then I don't even want to justify this by calling it a sex act. I mean, we get to some cunnilingus later, but initially we're just...
God.
We're just humping one vulva on top of the other. No one has, like, clitoral stimulation here because of, like, the positioning. And then Chloe Capri,
I was like, how does this feel bad?
Yeah. And then she proceeds to just, like, hump Lainey so that it makes the slapping sound of sex, the sound we all know. But she's just, like, slapping her ass into her thighs. Like, I was like, I don't know where the sound is coming from, like, where you're finding it, but it's certainly not stimulating anyone. And everyone is, like, pretending like they're so close to coming. 3 minutes of, like, slap sounds does not an orgasm make. I'm so sorry.
No.
I was mad. I'm mad, obviously. Sorry, I'm getting on my soapbox, but just too many
live
things
it,
wrong.
Live it.
Yeah. And then, and then there's, like, you know, there's no toys, nothing, which really bothered me. I want to see sex toys. I want to see as many sex toys as possible, preferably.
But I will say that, like, if it's supposed to be, like, kind of realistic where, you know, somebody's gay and the other one isn't. I mean, that could be, like, a first-time experience. Like,
that's true.
Hooking up and not really having the tools, because we didn't we didn't think we were gonna go all out,
right?
You know?
Okay, that's fair.
You're not gonna pull out the tishy bishy 0.24 if this girl is claiming, oh, I don't really want this sexual massage. You know,
that's a very good point. When you're right, you're right. And then we get some good old fashioned pussy eating. And it wasn't terrible, I guess. I mean, I just
it was
also,
pretty
wasn't, like,
slurpy and lots of like,
yeah, it was lots of sounds.
Lots of sounds and not a lot of like locking in for activity. Like occasionally we'd get like locked in on the clit, but I was like, I don't know. Might have been doing something, but not quite enough to finish the job. It's not also how they theoretically fit. No one finished any jobs here. No one.
Right.
No one.
Yeah. So there was nothing. Nothing was finishing. But yeah, no. When I'm watching cunnilingus on a screen, I want there to be like no separation between like mouth and vulva. You know what I'm saying? Like I want it to be fully
you're so
attached,
buried that we
like,
can't see what you're
exactly.
doing.
I want it to be fully buried. I don't want there to be. But I mean, know that that's like what mainstream porn doesn't do because they want you to see the action as a viewer. But all I'm thinking about is like how that probably doesn't feel as good as it would have if it was like fully like suctioned, your, you know, someone's lips vacuum sealed onto your clit, sucking the life away.
Well, I've in my own personal sex tape. I mean, the cinematography does matter.
It does,
and it's getting getting in there a little bit. I don't know. I think you moving in and out, like being in there and then not in on the clit, it feels good.
Sure,
you know, taking little breaks.
Yeah,
I could appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah,
and then I do also love like lots of like quick hard licks. You know.
Yeah.
In receiving and also to look at. So I was like, okay, when Lainey did that, I was like, okay, I guess I would buy this as a good pussy eater.
It was the closest thing we got to a decent sex act. And
throughout the whole
I just wanted bit. More. I was just greedy for better, more
right.
believable anything. And then we left the sex to, or we left the oral sex to come Tribby style, and we didn't. We just didn't.
Right.
And I wrote down the word lies in all caps six times. And then honestly, the audacity. I was offended. I was offended by the narrative and offended by just the courage of the producers of this and the performers to be like, yeah, this is how you come.
Also,
you're perpetuating
lots of compliments.
Lies.
Lots of compliments in this one. Got to say it.
Mm.
So many, like, your pussy tastes good, blah, 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 blah. Your skin's
like
so
that.
Soft,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
good. That's,
I love
that's
a compliment. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I hated their voices.
Oh,
I hated
sure.
them.
I also
their
hated their...
terrible.
I hated their choker necklaces.
That's it.
You know, that really, that rubbed me the wrong way.
But that was also, you know, costume that they had to be...
Yeah, sure. Costume design. Like her rainbow socks.
They had to be teenagers with chokers who hadn't... tried cunnilingus on each other yet. So
yeah.
If you're wearing a choker, you are eating pussy.
Absolutely.
That's happening. Sorry.
That's what
I
I've
think
been doing
Topanga,
wrong.
I think Topanga on Boy Meets World used to wear chokers. Or it could have been Clarissa Explains It All. I'm not for sure. It's
I
one of
maybe
them.
Both. I feel maybe like chokers both. Were big during that golden age of teenage television for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like if a choker's involved, like freaky shit's happening, you know?
Yeah.
I gotta get more chokers. I gotta get some chokers in my repertoire.
Yeah.
I haven't
Me too.
Been sending out the right signals.
that's what's been missing.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's why my sex life has been lacking because I don't have a choker.
I mean, we've all learned a valuable lesson on today's episode.
Honestly, thrilled to have such an easy solution. Like this is great.
That was it.
Chokers solve everything.
God. So what do we think? Are either of these going into our spank bank? Would we masturbate to either of these?
I can definitely see Crash Pad in there for me. Oh, that's all right. Go ahead, Sydney. Yeah.
Neither.
I said no.
I said no.
I said, yeah.
Neither,
unfortunately.
Yeah. I mean, neither of these were like a soup, like change the temperature in my crotch, but I would have, there were parts of the Crash Pad one that I was like, oh, I could get into this because I do love, I like a strap on and I love a Hitachi watch. So like when the toys were brought out, I was like, I'm into this. But
yeah.
Neither of these were really,
I blew my load, so to speak, when we were still talking about it. But like the Crash Pad one did eventually get me. Like it warmed me up enough where I was like, oh yeah, I could hang with this.
Yeah.
And in the curated various tabs of porn and how I, what my porn journeys usually look like, it could be like close to the beginning. It's like a moose boosh.
Put it in the playlist.
Yeah.
The porn playlist. Yeah.
Crash pad, I would fast forward. I would fast forward mm-hmm. until we get to the strap on, and then I could start there.
Okay.
And I think that could warm me up.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sounds about right. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much again for joining us, Cindy. This has been a fucking thrill and our honor. Is there anything you want to plug before we wrap up?
Hobby Hunter.
Hobby Hunter, I would like to plug that. Mm-hmm. It's on HeadGum, and you can catch it anywhere where you listen to podcasts. Also, The Unofficial Expert, that's with Forever Dog. Please mm-hmm. listen to that. And I'm also just putting a little tip out there. Make your own porn, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
It's easy for us to critique other people.
Yeah.
But you got to get out there. You got to get on the floor. Mm-hmm. You got to get in the game. And then you'll just appreciate the work that you've been seeing on, the laptop.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Love that.
Yeah. Even just making a thirst trap is like, honestly, a lot of work for me. It really takes a lot out of me.
Self-timer, honey.
Yeah.
Get that self-timer.
Self-timer to ring light.
Key.
Okay.
Key.
That's what's keeping me alive.
Lives.
Keeping me alive.
Change lives, year. Change hearts and minds.
Also, you can follow Sydney on Instagram at just SidBW. That's where her Instagram live show is, and it's very funny. You gotta check it out. And also, she's hot, so
yeah. I got some thirsties on there.
She does.
Wow. Wow.
Big fan.
Mainly in the stories, so you gotta go to the stories.
All right, you all, thank you so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Pern, that's porn without the O, on Twitter at GOP the Podcast, on our website at girlsonporn.com, and on Patreon, patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Feel free to throw us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Even leave your handle and we'll tag you and thank you.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.